W228EP Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. We confirmed this past hour the Biden administration has secured a deal with Venezuela for a prisoner swap. We're told it'll include the release of at least 8 Americans being held in the South American nation. CBS's Linda Kenyon is at the White House.
They include 2 former Green Berets involved in an attempt to oust Maduro in 2019 and a California businessman.
In return, the U.S. will release a close ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The Maduro ally is a Colombian-born man named Alex Nain Saab Moran, who was charged in Florida in 2019 for money laundering and was arrested in 2020. While traveling in Cabo Verde en route to Iran. He pleaded not guilty, and his attorneys have since been trying to get his case dismissed by claiming diplomatic immunity.
We have not yet confirmed a timeline for the swap. The White House is refusing to comment. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today talking up his efforts to boost the economy. He tells supporters in Milwaukee that unemployment is at a 50-year low and confidence is growing that the U.S. has averted an economic downturn. 35,000 state university employees in Wisconsin are getting their 4% pay raises that were approved 6 months ago. A deal struck between lawmakers and the universities, trades raises, and building money for curtailed diversity efforts. It got final approval by a panel of lawmakers yesterday.
Diversity, equity, inclusion is important. The action we are taking today should have been done months ago and should never have been used as a bargaining chip for this process.
Senate Democratic Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire County Board voted against a resolution asking World Relief to arrange an economic impact study regarding the resettlement of 75 refugees. Following a lively public comment period, representatives of World Relief gave a presentation regarding the resettlement project, explaining the process of resettlement and experiences they've had with other resettlements. By the time the resolution came up for a vote, many county board supervisors began to thank them for their willingness to include them in the conversation going forward. Law enforcement authorities are searching for suspects involved in a home invasion on Tuesday. According to the Barron Police Chief, at around 6 p.m. on Tuesday, authorities were told about an armed home invasion and robbery that took place in the area of East River Avenue and Highway 25 in the city of Barron. An elderly victim was reportedly assaulted, tied, and bound, and told authorities the suspects were armed and threatened them while taking their money. Police believe it was a targeted attack. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Bucks roll past the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Spurs 132-119. San Antonio tried to double-team Giannis, so he just passed the ball around and finished with a triple-double. Only 11 points, but 14 rebounds and a career-high 16 assists. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Giannis is a winner. He's going to do whatever it takes to win. And now we got another test coming up with Orlando. It's going to be a good challenge for us. But, we got good momentum going into this game, so I think everyone feels good right now.
NFL, Packers play the Panthers in Carolina Sunday. After losing to Tampa Bay, Matt LaFleur seems to be more upset with the players than Joe Barry.
What's disappointing is when you go out there and it's basic install, like day one install, and we have self-inflicted communication errors and guys, quite frankly, not in the right spot. I mean, that's tough to watch.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A vibrant and sunny day today as high temperatures climb to the low 40s. Winds are calmer, so it's feeling better. And by tonight, clouds start to increase to mostly cloudy skies as lows fall to the freezing mark. But here's a gift, 50s by the weekend. Currently, it's 28.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat!
Okay. And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap. UK. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Thank you so very much for joining us today on As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is with me on the board. You can always chime in, call or text at 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. It's 844-96-PARTY. Yes, it is. If you're watching in the live stream, too, on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, you can leave comments there as well. Really busy show.
Very busy.
We have coming up today. Kristen, of course, is going to be here at 10:30, as she has been every Wednesday since she's been out on maternity leave. Get a little update on Frankie Lou Who. And also we're going to do the good, the bad, and the you found what at Goodwill?
I did, but I got a cream to get rid of it.
Okay. That's coming up at 10:30. Next hour, very excited about this. This is an interview that's been long in the making. Adrienne L. Thunder will join us at 11:06, and she's the Ho-Chunk Nation Language Division Program Manager, and they have developed a Ho-Chunk language app.
That is so cool.
Is that not so cool?
That is so cool. Can't wait.
A lot of concern about the, you know, losing the language. And so we're going to talk to Adrienne about putting together this app and how that's going. And then at 11:33, John Nichols is the associate editor of the Cap Times. And he had a couple of columns recently that caught my eye. And he is going to explain why he does not expect to be on Donald Trump's Christmas card list this year. That is next hour. We're going to start, though. We are buzzing all across the Civic Media Radio Network because President Biden is coming to town. He is going to be in Milwaukee.
Yes. This was a very, actually, if I'm not mistaken, it was a very quick thing. Like, they were like, he's coming. We're like, oh, God.
Yeah. He's going to be here today, and Civic Media is there to cover this. And our news director, Terry Bell, will be joining us to give us an update and take us through that. But yes, President Biden is going to stop at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce, which is located in Milwaukee, and he's going to be highlighting initiatives that his administration has put into place to support small businesses and talk about the American Rescue Plan and the bipartisan infrastructure law, trying to highlight the accomplishments of his administration up to
Absolutely.
This point.
As he should be doing and touting it every single day with 200 press releases.
Well, and it's just interesting, and we've talked about this before, what the reality is when you look at the numbers economically and then what people's lived reality is.
Exactly.
And you just ran into this when you were talking to a friend last night.
Yes, I was talking to a friend last night, and he said just offhandedly, because the place where he works there are sales have suffered a little this year.
Okay.
And he just sort of said, well, you know, the economy is bad. And I go, no, it's not. It's not bad. And I said, if you look at the jobs number, if you look at the inflation numbers, if you look at the growth, if you look at everything, the economy is doing really good. It's just how the economy affects you personally. And if they're spending money at your business, then great. If they're not, then not. But it's, we just are, this has become my bell that I ring all the time, which is we've just become so conditioned to say, well, the economy sucks.
It's bad. It's just bad.
And it's just, it's not.
Well, but again, I think people's lived reality is slightly different, especially there are certain things that just are not within any presidential administration's control, right? Like the price of housing.
Yeah. Or gas.
Or gas. And the price of food. And we've talked about this before. It's about greed.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, most of it is.
Well, and the other thing too is, you know, I'm on the Twitter, and I see Republican GOP leaders tweeting all the time saying gas is at an all-time high. This is because of Bidenomics. Okay, well, guess what? I paid $2.44 for gas this week.
$2.44
In Milwaukee.
Oh, wow, I paid $2.59 not too long ago, and I thought that was a victory.
So here's my thought is, if you are so quick to say the gas is so high because of Joe Biden, if the gas is so low, where's this congratulatory ham? Like, why? That just goes to show, at the end of the day, this has nothing to do with who's sitting in the seat. I never blamed Donald Trump for high gas prices. I never blamed George Bush. I never congratulated Barack Obama for low gas prices. This has nothing to do with them. Like you said, the housing market. I mean, I got my tax assessments this year, and it told me how much my house was worth. And then I have real estate agents who now still call me saying, do you want to sell your house?
Oh, I'm sure.
We can get X amount. It's all made up. It's all like how you're feeling. I base it on my feelings.
Yeah.
But again,
I think that the lived reality is people are still struggling to pay rent.
I agree with you.
People are still struggling to pay for groceries.
I agree with you. But at the end of the day, I don't know if you can blame, quote unquote, the economy for that. Because when I told this gentleman about those numbers, he literally went, oh, okay.
That makes sense.
So, yeah.
Is it just that that there are too many numbers, and talking about too many numbers just makes it boring and people tune out?
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, if you could explain the numbers to somebody in probably about 5 minutes in a very simple way. I mean, we've done it here on this show, and it made me, and I'm stupid.
You are not stupid.
I'm a dodo bird.
You are not.
But I just feel like if people just took the time. But that's not what we do anymore. And this goes across, I don't care what you believe in or who you vote for. It's a lot easier for us to listen to an influencer say something on a social media website. It's easier to read a headline than read the whole story.
Oh, absolutely.
And so when we hear the economy sucks from the person that you like, you're like, well, they must be right.
They know.
They have followers. Yeah. The economy sucks.
Article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, voters in Wisconsin have a largely pessimistic view of the current state of the U.S. economy. There was a Marquette Law poll released last month. Only 27% of respondents described the economy as excellent or good. 36% described it as not so good. And 37% labeled it as poor.
So the question I would have for those individuals, then I would ask those who think it's poor or not so good, tell me why you think that, and not in a way of being like, yeah, prove it. It's just like, I want you to tell me what you understand of the numbers that leads you to that place. But also, follow-up question, and I think I said this to you off air, is what could the economy be doing to make your life better? Because at the end of the day is, you know, you're not making enough money. Okay, well, maybe it's time to find a new job or ask your boss for a raise. That has nothing to do with who's sitting in the seat of power. It has to do with your boss. So that's what I want. What can the economy be doing to make you feel better or more confident about it?
That's a great question.
It's both personal. It's a macro and a micro look at the entire situation.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to call and or text, talking about President Biden's visit to Milwaukee today to talk about the economic policies of his administration and what that has accomplished. Texter on the 541 says capitalism is expensive. Costs go up, causing costs to rise. Also, can anyone point to any specific presidential policy that affects gas prices. And there, no, because there is no presidential policy that affects gas prices. And I think one thing that people tend to forget is one of the reasons why gas was so inexpensive under Donald Trump was we had the COVID pandemic. No one was traveling.
Yeah.
And they had to cut the price of oil.
Yep. Dramatically.
Dramatically.
I think it was like 25, 30 bucks a barrel at that point.
Yeah. It oil hadn't been that low in decades.
My lowest I paid 88 cents.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But again, that wasn't a policy or administration move. That was a move by the oil cartels to cut production because people weren't driving.
In an extraordinary time. Yeah, exactly. This has nothing to do with the president. This has to do with the people who control the oil.
And the circumstances that the world was going through at that time. 844-967-2789. We have Cindy from Appleton on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining us, Goes Wisconsin.
Hello. Well, I want to go to your economy poll because personally, my economy isn't doing very good, but I'll tell you what, I go out quite a bit to the grocery stores and the gas station and restaurants, and I'm telling you, if people don't understand the economy right now is humming, when you go to a restaurant any given night of the week and they're packed, gas stations, I can't even hardly get into them to get gas, go to the grocery stores, it's bumper to bumper carts. So if people are not understanding that the economy is booming right now, then they must be sitting home with their heads in the sand because the economy is humming.
I don't disagree with you, Cindy, but I do think, again, for some folks, it's the high price of groceries. It's the high price of housing. Rents are up. Mortgages are way up. And I think that's what people take away. And like Greg said, too, it's very much a personal thing on what is happening in your specific life, right?
Well, I get that. But, you know, the mortgages and all that stuff really, honestly, still, if you think about it, who is bringing that on? We are, because we continue to pay for houses that are so overpriced. If people stopped buying houses, guess what would happen? If people stopped buying plane tickets, guess what would happen? This is the problem. We are feeding it to ourselves.
Thank you so much for the call, Cindy. Always appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Price from Texas. Good morning, Price.
Morning, everybody. It's a lot to cover, so just a quick thing. Just like Dan Schaefer talks about all the time, the price of housing, got to build more housing, right?
Yep.
People want to buy a house, and they can't. So I think that's a huge thing. When they say the economy is bad, they can't afford a house. Going to the price of gas, I remember during the pandemic, but before, the Saudis flooded the market with cheap oil. That kind of killed oil and gas in West Texas for a while. So those people were suffering when gas is cheap. If gas is a little more expensive, the Texas economy is better.
Sure.
And then just as far as going out, I came home to Wisconsin last week, went and saw my mom, went to the UP up by where she lives, and man, I went bowling and I played 5 games, drank 4 beers, and rented shoes for under $30. So people, move to Wisconsin if you want your money to go far. Oh my God. I had a Bloody Mary at my friend's bar. I had the beer chaser. I went to an arcade bar and I bought a whole bunch of tokens and 2 beers and it was under $20. I'm like, I gotta stay.
Anyway. We would love to have you stay, Price. And as always, thank you so very much for calling. Bob from Milwaukee, I see you. Do not hang up. We're talking about President Biden's visit to Milwaukee today and the economy. Overall, 844-967-2789. Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability.
I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
If I had $1 million.
Good morning and welcome to Asgo's Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Rye. She's going to be here coming up at 10:33. We're going to do the good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill. Greg Bach is with me on the board, and you can always join us at 844-967-2789. Want to remind you to tune in each morning for the Midwest Farm Report with our friend and colleague, the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. You can catch her Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. on WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, and on WRCE News from the Center. Right now, we're talking about President Biden's stop at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce today to tout his administration's successes as far as small businesses and the economy. And we're taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789. Bob from Milwaukee, thank you for your patience. Bob, good morning. What do you want to say?
Good morning. I just wanted to share my thoughts in disagreement to what you hosts are telling people with regards to the economy.
Sure.
If I may just give you some examples of what I'm talking about. First of all, under President Trump, we had the highest production of oil that we had ever had as a country. We're the number one producer of oil. And at that time, also, we were purchasing about 30% of our oil from Russia. When Biden came in the office, he did two things. He stopped production and he initiated this war with Ukraine. And when I say he, I mean the United States and NATO. Okay, now let me just explain that. By imposing those sanctions on Russia, we stopped buying oil from Russia, and that affected and exacerbated the problem that he already created by stopping production in the U.S. So when you do that, you think about that 80% of our products are delivered through the trucking industry. They purchase majority of our fuel. So when you decrease production and limit where you're buying your oil from, your prices are going to increase. And what caused inflation, one of the causes for inflation, was that increase in fuel prices. You may remember we're at $5 plus a gallon, okay? So that increases our food costs. It increases everything that's delivered by a truck. And that initiated inflation. Then he tried to stimulate the economy by injecting trillions of dollars and entice people not to work. They stayed at home. And what that did is, you don't have to be a Nobel Prize winning economist to figure out that when you print money and inject that much cash into the economy, that's going to cause inflation, which it did.
But the inflation has gone down, Bob.
And Bob, the inflation has come down considerably.
After four years, it's gone down.
But this was a global. But inflation has been a global. Inflation has been a global issue. Thank you for your call, Bob. Really appreciate it. And I just did pull this up, by the way. In 2019, the U.S. produced an average of 12.3 million barrels per day, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, with the country accounting for nearly 15% of the world's total oil production in 2020, churning out close to 13 million barrels of crude of oil per day, more than Russia or Saudi Arabia. U.S. oil production forecasts to average an all-time high of 12.8 million barrels a day this year and keep growing to 13.1 million in 2024.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is We had inflation. Yes, we get inflation. There are times that it happens. And we staved it off. We didn't hit a recession. We're not near a recession right now. And once again, that is just what I'm talking about is like the shovel blame and blame and blame. But the fact is the economy is doing better and prices do rise year by year because that's how prices work.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the first stimulus checks happen under the Trump administration because he was insistent that he signed them?
Yeah, the first wave of aid that went out, that should have gone out, that went out to help people not stay home and not work, which, by the way, is
we were in the midst of a global pandemic.
Is an ancient excuse that's been used for decades. People say that all the time. People don't want to work. That's just not true at all. Untrue. This happened under Republican leadership, under Republican control, and I thank the Republicans for taking fast action on it too.
844-967-2789. Beverly checking in on the live stream. Could our feelings about the economy be as simple as, I see something in the store that I would like, but I realize I can't afford it, therefore the economy sucks.
And that kind of goes with a text we got from the 608. It says, some poor guy didn't get his dollar an hour raise at the factory, so therefore the economy sucks.
We have Tim from Pulaski. Tim, we got just a couple of minutes left. Thank you for joining As Goes Wisconsin. What's your view on this?
Yes, good morning. So anyhow, I agree with you that the economy is humming right along. There are some things, though, that would affect many people. And, you know, for instance, my wife and I stopped at Red Robin last night and had some burgers and a couple of beers, and it was $75.
Wow.
For myself, that seems like a lot of money. For a couple of beers and a couple of burgers.
Sure.
Yeah.
To some people that becomes cost prohibitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of it in my mind has to do with the housing. And if we look to the north of us into Canada, their housing has been screwed up for years. And they're finally taking some action on it, as in the housing is being bought up by foreign investors who now control the price of the housing. They control the rent pricing, and it all slipped through the hands of the average working Canadian who now can't afford to buy a house anymore.
Yeah.
Has to struggle to pay so much more of their percentage of their wage in rent or whatever. And I think that is beginning to happen here in the U.S.
Oh, for sure, Tim. And we've seen it.
That's what's affecting a lot of people.
Yeah. And we've seen that now with big hedge funds coming in. And I think we saw that during the pandemic when people lost their homes and these big hedge funds were coming into communities and buying up all these properties and jacking up the rents. And so I think you make a very good point. Thank you, Tim, very much for calling. 844-967-2789. When we return, Kristen Bry, the one and only creator of this fine program, will be joining us from home, checking in on her maternity leave. And we're going to do a round of the good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill?
It was half off. What did you want me to do?
Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
If I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep.
Like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you love.
Of course we would. We just eat more. And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm-hmm. If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
What? Not a real green dress, that.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federal workplace safety officials are fining the owners of the Florence Hardwood Sawmill in northern Wisconsin nearly $1.4 million. A 16-year-old worker died last summer after getting trapped in a machine at the mill. University of Wisconsin student leaders say they'll push back against new limits on diversity and inclusion efforts. Jazzy Segarra is with Leaders Igniting Transformation.
Student government associations in Wisconsin hold a great power and privilege to speak on behalf of the students, especially with working with chancellors and administrators.
On the other hand, leading Republican lawmakers contend diversity programs are divisive. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Lake Haley will soon be home to the single largest pickleball facility in the state of Wisconsin and Minnesota. Construction is now underway to add 12 additional courts to the complex that already houses 6 courts. Supporters of the project hope the large complex will bring tournaments and players from across the country, which would have a large economic impact for the area. Construction began this week, and the courts are expected to open in July. The expansion cost approximately $350,000. The United States Department of Agriculture and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will begin offering grant funding for projects designed to build resilience across the middle of the supply chain. $27 million in grant funding will be available for the projects, which could include things like improving aggregation and distribution, increasing commercial kitchen space, or reducing energy use. Applications for the grant funding will be accepted through March of 2024. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Bucks roll past the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Spurs 132-119. San Antonio tried to double-team Giannis, so he just passed the ball around and finished with a triple-double. Only 11 points, but 14 rebounds and a career-high 16 assists. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Giannis is a winner. He's going to do whatever it takes to win. And now we got another test coming up with Orlando. It's going to be a good challenge for us. But, we got good momentum going into this game, so I think everyone feels good right now.
NFL Packers play the Panthers in Carolina Sunday. After losing to Tampa Bay, Matt LaFleur seems to be more upset with the players than Joe Barry.
What's disappointing is when you go out there and it's basic install, like day one install, and we have self-inflicted communication errors and guys, quite frankly, not in the right spot. I mean, that's tough to watch.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A vibrant and sunny day today as high temperatures climb to the low 40s. Winds are calmer, so it's feeling better. And by tonight, clouds start to increase to mostly cloudy skies as lows fall to the freezing mark. But here's a gift, 50s by the weekend. Right now, it's 30.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5, The Tap.
BUK.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Rye. Greg Bach is on the board. You can always join us, call or text at 844-967-2789. Joining us for a round of the good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill. The one, the only, the founder of this fine program, Kristen Rye. Good morning, my friend and mama. How are you?
I'm good. I walked for 2.5 miles this morning on a treadmill.
Good for
Whoa.
You.
And I broke a sweat. And so I've been done a little yoga, but I actually had time to go to the real gym and work out before I got on this fine program this morning. And so I'm feeling good about that. We bought a walking pad to get us through the winter. So it's like basically a walking pad is it's the treadmill without doing like an incline.
Okay.
So it can fit under your bed, so it doesn't have the full like stand part where it's foldable, but you can like it's just pads, so you can fit it on things.
Oh, I like
and
that.
It's less capabilities than a full treadmill, but you can still just walk on it at a leisurely pace instead of just sitting on your butt. So I'm getting my Netflix and chill while I walk at like a 3 miles per hour pace. So I actually get some movement over the winter.
That's really cool. You're breaking up a little bit. Your stream is a little bit sticky, just so you know. I would actually love to look into one of those, a walking pad. We don't have enough room in our house for a treadmill. There's just no possible way. There's nowhere to put it. So how is Frankie Lou?
So there you go. Frankie Lou is good. It may be time to size up in diapers.
Oh,
she's been having about one blowout a day of into her outfits. And so I think that may be a sign that it's time for size 2 diapers. She looked very cute on Friday. Saturday. She made it to one of Mike's first, to her first bar crawl of Mike's for 12 bucks of Christmas.
She's officially Wisconsinite.
Yep. She's gone to all of them, whether it was in my stomach or in person this year. But she was dressed as a little elf, and she was great per usual as far as her temperament. And then she totally blew out her outfit, and Mom did not have a backup.
So
that was a sign that it was time to go home.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I was talking to Mike about that. He said something about, I never heard the term blowout before. And I go, is that about poop? And he goes, yeah. And then he sends me a picture. And I'm like, the yes would have sufficed. I mean, that would have been fine. I didn't need
the details.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that happened at, I was at the Madison studio yesterday filming, recording something with Law Forward,
nice.
Which will be coming out next week. And she was wearing a onesie that says, you ain't cool if you don't pee your pants, which is a line from Billy Madison.
Oh, geez.
And then she proceeded to poop her pants and it got all over that onesie. So I was like,
coolest
kid ever. I don't know if it's the same. I don't know if it goes the same way. Peeing your pants is maybe a little bit cooler than pooping your pants.
Yeah, probably. All right. Well, we are going to move on and go into the good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill. Of course, this is the season of giving, and a psychologist who teaches at Harvard Business School, researcher Michael Norton, says the act of giving actually does improve your happiness. It actually makes a difference. They had one experiment covering about 700 people. They were randomly assigned these people to either buy something for themselves or to buy something for a stranger. And then after they did that, they had to report on how they felt. It turned out that giving to others led to a significant happiness boost, whereas spending on yourself didn't even move the needle. So if you take $5 out of your pockets and go buy, I don't know, nail polish or something, it's not going to feel as good as you donating that $5 or doing something else with your $5.
I saw something recently as far as instead of asking children, what do you want for Christmas? Starting to ask them, what do you want to give for Christmas?
Oh, interesting.
And such a subtle difference of how they think about the holiday. And because I think about it and like, I think my dad would take us shopping for my mom. And, you know, this was before the internet. So it was kind of, and we, of course, we went shopping on Christmas Eve morning.
Oh, perfect.
And we would go to Westtown Mall in Madison. And so it was a little about like, all right, what's left to buy mom? And so, but we still, you know, I think about that of like the early days of being a kid and thinking about what you want to give versus what you want to get.
That's a wonderful, that really is wonderful. And I can imagine there's all kinds of mom Facebook groups are going to have big arguments about, are you, now you're robbing your child of the joy of wanting a toy.
They can still want a toy.
The comment section on mommy videos are truly the worst.
It's got to be,
really awful.
I cannot imagine having 4,000 strangers weighing in with their particular expertise on all things mommy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad to watch. Oh, it's like people who just cannot take a joke. I'm like, it's supposed to be relatable humor. They're not serious.
Okay. All right. Well, give something. Giving is good for you. It makes you feel better. It will make your life better. Take a scarf. If you buy one for yourself, it's just another scarf you don't really need. But if you buy a scarf for someone else, you've shown them they are important to you.
My mom, Mama Bach, she for years would make, during the year, she'd make boxes of hats for the Milwaukee Mission.
Oh, how lovely.
And then one year she was in the hospital and she found out that preemies needed hats for their head because they get cold and whatnot. So she made, like, literally, imagine a coaster, smaller than a coaster, just tiny little hats for preemie heads. She just made them. She'd make like 15 a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And she knitted them?
She knitted them herself.
Oh, that's a skill.
Yeah.
Knitting is a skill. I went with crocheting because crocheting is much more forgiving.
Yeah.
With knitting, you have to be really, really
accurate.
Oh,
maybe she crocheted. Either way, she made hats for babies.
Okay, that's fine.
Mom, was it one needle or two? That's the only thing I know is the difference between the two of them.
It was two needles.
Then it's knitting.
That's knitting.
Yeah, that would be knitting.
My mom's awesome.
She is awesome. The good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill. Moving on from the good, where giving is good for you. The bad, unfortunately, Walgreens is going to be closing its third store in Milwaukee in as many months. Walgreens closed at Forest Home and Lincoln Avenues in October. They shut down the location at Fond du Lac and Hampton in November. And now they are closing the store at Teutonia and Capitol Drive on January 15th. Over the summer, the company announced they were going to close 150 stores across the country to save money. They are Walgreens became at one point almost as ubiquitous as Starbucks, right?
I mean, they were everywhere.
Yeah. So is it simply they expanded too fast and went to too many locations?
I think
it'd be interesting to see because I feel like CVS's strategy was just to open a CVS next to a successful Walgreens. Like, I feel like you see the two of them together a lot. And I wonder in those locations how close the nearest CVS is and if that has anything to do with it. But I mean, think about it. Think about how many times you see a Walgreens and a CVS really close.
And nowadays you can go to Pick and Save, Target, Costco, Walmart. You can go to all these places now and get your pharmacy needs and whatnot. It's not just a Walgreens or a CVS. Everywhere has a pharmacy in it.
Yeah, but I think, and especially in some areas in Milwaukee's north side, even pharmacies are getting really, independent pharmacies are getting few and far between and tough to find.
Well, that's not for Walgreens to care about, apparently.
Yeah, they decided to close over 100 stores nationwide. This is according to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. The decisions to close are made at a corporate level. And so the city of Milwaukee never even had the chance to talk about this decision because the decision had already been decided. So, and I just from personal experience, we have a Walgreens just a couple of blocks away from the house. I know they're having big staffing issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. I mean, and even when you mentioned CVS, I've gone into CVS's now where there is one person in the entire store. And it's all self-checkout.
Yep.
It's all self-checkout. There's not even a human checkout person.
Interesting.
Yeah, I went to, there's a CVS right by our house, and I went to buy some cold medicine for Bridget. And I think because the cold medicine had like something in it, it had to be checked out by a person. And I waited because that person was in the back helping another person. And I wasn't mad. It's like, this is the situation. I'm not going to get mad at this human. But yeah, I mean, two, if not one person are doing all the work. Walgreens, I think, is like three people there at one time.
Those are big stores.
Yeah.
Those are big stores. I know Greg, our friend Greg from Waukesha, has been waiting on the line. We're going to take Greg real quickly. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for joining us, Coast Wisconsin.
Good morning. And I agree with the gift-giving thing. It's better to give than to receive. But I just wanted to give Kristen props. Kristen, with the treadmill thing, that's awesome. I just wanted to congratulate you on the new baby because I haven't done that yet. And also, 2.5 miles on the treadmill, that's